Okay, so we're going to discuss the lost 10 tribes. The pasuk says that the 10 tribes were taken out to Bachlach, Chavor, Nehar Gozan, and Arei Madai. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that that is either somewhere in Africa or mountains that are called Harei Silug. Maybe snowy mountains, I don't know. The Maharal writes that when the Talmud says Africa, that's not the Africa that we know today. But rather, that is an area that the Talmud in Tractate Tamid tells us is beyond the darkening mountains. Meaning the Gemara says there are mountains that are so high that next to the mountain there's almost always darkness. And people could never cross. In those days, they could never cross those mountains. And what?
Sounds like the Himalayas.
Maybe.
Tibet area.
Maybe. What? I don't know. And the mountains of Silug, the Maharal writes, are even further than that. The Marshal writes that those cities are what we call Germany. You want to know where they were taken to? So the Marshal tries to set up a map of exactly putting together the different Midrashim, and he ends up that they were exiled to Germany, the 10 tribes, what we call Ashkenaz. I don't know if that's Germany as opposed to France, but generally Ashkenaz means Germany. Yes, all 10, it seems, were taken the same place, yes. Could be. That's interesting. Right. I don't know. Germany was very big back then. I don't know. You know, when they say Ashkenaz, how big? So we have the Medrash that says that the 10 tribes were divided. Even though the Pasuk says they were all exiled the way I said. You could read the Pasuk that way too, because the Pasuk gives a few markers. The Pasuk says they were exiled to Bachlach, Chavor, Nehar Gozan, and Arei Madai. So are those four descriptions of one place, or is it four different places they were exiled to? So the Medrash says one element of the 10 tribes were exiled to Sambatyon. One was exiled beyond Sambatyon. And one was exiled to the side of a place called Rivlat, and that's where they were lost. What is Sambatyon? So the Medrash tells us that Sambatyon has sand and rocks running through it, and on Shabbos it rests. That's what the Medrash tells us, and that's what Rashi writes. So the Ramban says that's the river described there, Nehar Gozan. They were taken to a river, it says in Kings, they were taken to Nehar Gozan. Says Ramban, that's the river of Sambatyon. Now, we said there was a letter that was sent to the Gaonim, where people from the city of Kiruan said that a Jew showed up, and he says he's Eldad Adani, he comes from the other side of Sambatyon. So he told them that there's no water running there, only dust and rocks that get shoot up, that get shot up from there. So we won't go into everything. We don't know where the 10 tribes are. How could it be that we don't know? We haven't found this river. So the Maharal writes that it seems like they were taken somewhere very far. They were taken to a place where you couldn't find them. In this week's parsha, Hashem says they will be banished to a faraway land, just like the day disappears. So where is that? It seems like it's a place that you cannot access. So there's a book called Eshkolei Bagad, written by Rabbi Bagad, and he argues that he brings a few sources. He argues that it's in the area of the Bermuda Triangle. He says that's why no one can approach there. But that's the Bermuda Triangle, is the area where the lost 10 tribes were taken. It's a place where you can't access. That's what?
Most of it's 95% ocean.
Well, it says there's a river. So he wants to say that's the area of the river, which whenever planes come there, they lose contact. And that's what he wants to say. We don't know. where are the lost 10 tribes? I mean, there's a lot of Africa that we have no clue what's going on there, right? There are a lot of forests. There's not everything's being encompassed. There is a place that they call the New World, and it could be they're still going to find people there. That's what's written in one of the commentaries. The Maharal writes, they say they found this place called the New World. Who knows who they'll find there? Maybe they'll find the lost 10 tribes there. Yes, Olam Chadash. That's what the Maharal writes. Olam Chadash. Says people say they found this place called Olam Chadash. Remember, the Maharal lived in the 16th century, meaning it was just after Columbus came back. So the Maharal says, they just told me they found this new world. Who knows? Maybe that's where the lost 10 tribes are. Maybe we'll find them there. So the lost 10 tribes are banished, and we're going through the Maharal a little bit now. The Maharal says, just like Israel was scattered, so too they were scattered, and they will be returned. Where there will be a time when they will be returned. So some want to say that's what's supposed to happen now. That's why Rav Amichai went, Rav Yehuda Amichai went searching for the lost 10 tribes, and he wants to say that all these different people in India and in Ethiopia and in many different places, he says these are the lost 10 tribes because they have all kinds of things that seem to indicate they're Jews. Okay, so we're in the middle. We just started the Maharal. We'll pick up here Be'ezat Hashem next time.
What book is that?